Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Good morning. Welcome to Northwest AG service for May 24th. Today, because of technical difficulties, we're doing a video and then a post. So next Sunday, we'll be back on live stream at noon, and we hope that you will join us. We're dressed in patriotic colors because Monday is Memorial Day, the honoring of servicemen and women who gave their lives in service to this country. So we wore red, white, and blue to celebrate them and to remember. I hope that you've had a good week. We're believing the Lord that next Sunday, May 31st, we get to come back in person in the house of the Lord and fellowship and worship together, of course, in appropriate social distancing and all the guidelines. So we're looking forward to that. We're so happy that you're joining us by tape today. And I know that this message is for you. Today, joining us is our worship leader, Susan Saporito, and she's singing a very special song, He Knows, by Jeremy Camp. But before she sings, let's open in prayer and thank the Lord for the privilege that we have of worshiping together, whether virtually or in person soon. Father, thank you for this day. We worship you and celebrate you, and thank you for our privilege of worshiping and celebrating virtually and soon together in person. We bless your holy name. Amen. Come on, Sue. Sue will be singing He Knows by Jeremy Camp.
Good morning. All the bitter, weary ways, endless striving day by day. You barely have the strength to pray in the valley low. How hard your fight has been, how deep the pain within. Wounds that no one else has seen, hurts too much to show. And all the doubt you're standing in, the weight that brings you to your knees. He knows. He knows. Every hurt and every sting, he has walked the suffering. He knows. He knows. Let your burdens come undone. We may seem, feel the pain and near the brink, but the dark begins to shrink when you find the one who knows. The chains of doubt that held you in between, one by one they're starting to break free. Come undone, lift your eyes up to the one who knows.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Aren't you glad that we serve a Lord that knows? He knows everything. He knows our needs. He knows our suffering. He knows our situation. He knows us. In Psalms 34 and 15, the Word of God says that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears attentive to their cry. And in Hebrews 4 and 13, a portion of that scripture says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. There's not a tear that you shed that is hidden from him. There's not a day that you live that's not known to him. There's not a situation in your life that you are going through that he has not seen and does not know. Whatever it is, he knows about COVID. He knows about finances. He knows about health. He knows about our relationships. He knows all. This very song that Sue sang this morning by Jeremy Camp, He Knows, says, he knows every hurt and every sting, and he's walked the suffering. Let your burdens come undone. Lift your eyes into the one who knows. Oh, he's saying, cast your care on the one who knows about suffering. You know, our Lord knows about suffering. He's not a God that can't be moved by infirmity in his children, by loss in his children, by confusion and anxiety and difficulty in his children. He fully knows. One of the things that most moves me about the Lord is that he knows all my strengths. He knows all my weaknesses. He knows my family history. He knows my biologic makeup. He knows my worldview. He knows everything, not just about me, but about you also. He knows every detail. His word tells us that not a hair falls from our head that he's not mindful of. So he knows. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Because scripture says he knows the secret place of our heart. That area of our heart, mind, and life that sometimes we don't even fully understand. He knows. Another part about the Lord that I love so is that he personally understands suffering. He's not actually intensely by intense personal suffering because he intensely personally suffered for you and for me. In fact, he's described, Jesus is, as a man of sorrows. He was mocked, he was betrayed, he was humiliated by his friends, humiliated because they abandoned him. He was mocked by the crowds. He suffered the miscarriage of justice by the leaders. As he hung on the cross, he was separated from the Father. Jesus knew excruciating suffering and sorrow and loss. And he suffered through those things for you and for me so that he could understand our suffering. No, you're not going to be crucified, most likely. You're not going to be lashed, most likely. But he understands our loss. He understands our suffering. The combination of Jesus' omniscience and his personal experience with deep suffering and loss prepared him. It equipped him to comfort us. I don't know about you, but sometimes we need some comforting. To comfort us in our suffering. Are you suffering today? He's your comforter. Have you lost someone, something today? He's your comforter because he understands that. He really does know what we're going through. And he's ready, willing, and able to comfort us. He never asks us to push through, do it on our own, to make it through all by ourselves, to figure it all out. In fact, his word says for us to cast all our care on him. I don't know about you, but as this COVID thing has stretched out, it's been harder and harder being separated from the body of Christ, from friends that love and serve the Lord and are part of this family, it's been hard. It's been hard watching people lose their jobs or having their job hours cut back. It's been heartbreaking seeing those families that have lost loved ones to this disease. It's been heartbreaking watching a nation be divided about the chaos that we're in. The thing I want to tell you this morning is our Lord and Savior understands. He knows our suffering. He knows the chaos, the anxiety, the sorrow, the confusion, the angst that is going on in our nation and world at this time. In fact, His very word says that His grace is sufficient for us. This occurred as Paul is crying out in 2 Corinthians, and the scriptures for today's sermon are right over there. In 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 9, three times Paul pleaded with the Lord to remove his infirmity, his suffering, the thorn in his flesh. We don't know what it was. But three times he prayed, Lord, remove this. But the Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient for you. For my power, listen to this, my power is made perfect in weakness. Do you understand what Jesus was telling Paul? He said, My power is sufficient and all-encompassing in this situation of the thorn in your flesh. He says to you this very day, My power is sufficient for whatever you're going through. Whatever situation, whatever is happening in your life, He is sufficient for. So let me just ask you a few things this morning. When you have faced this suffering, do you withdraw from Him or do you press in? Let me encourage you, press in. The worst thing you can do in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of suffering, is to run and hide and withdraw from your church, from the Lord, from the body of Christ. Push in to Him. Draw near to Him. Talk to Him. And in some of the previous messages, I've talked to you about prayer. Prayer is not rote. Prayer is not just going through some list of petitions. Prayer is talking to the Lord about circumstances and situations that concern you, whether they're huge or small. This was driven home to me yesterday as I was working on a project, and I had worked and worked and worked on this piece of wood project that I was doing, and I couldn't find the answer for how to attach the top. And finally, I took it all apart, and I sat down and I looked at it. I said, Lord, help me understand how to do this. Now, I want to tell you that top is not eternal. It's got nothing to do with heaven. But it was a project that I was trying to finish. And He says He cares about all the details of our life. And I had worked on it for two solid days. And I sat down in that chair and I was holding cocoa bean. And I was just looking at that piece of wood. And all of a sudden, when I surrendered the situation of trying to do it my way, or trying to think brilliantly and figure it out, obviously I couldn't think brilliantly and figure it out. When I surrendered the angst, the trying to finish, the trying to get the answer to Him, and sat back and just waited, you know what happened? He showed me exactly how to do it. Yeah, I was doing it wrong, and He showed me how to do it correctly. That's nothing that's major, but it showed me, as I had already prepared the sermon, and it was life. So to say, yes, He knows about all the details of our life. So are you pressing into Him? Do you think He knows you personally? That's a perfect example of how I know God knows me personally. Because He knows I would have sat there and worried and kept trying at it. But He was waiting for me to surrender at it. Are you this morning depressed? Are you suffering physically? Emotionally, spiritually, He knows. Are you worried about COVID and how this is all going to shake out? Are you anxious or scared about what this pandemic means for our country, for your family, for you personally? I want to make some suggestions this morning that line up with the Word of God. Draw near to God. He comforts us in our suffering. That's what he said. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears attentive to their cry. Listen, cry out to him. Speak to him. Tell him those things that you're concerned about. You may have thought, well, if God knows me so well, why do I have to tell him? Well, good question if you thought that. Here's the answer. It's about surrender. It's about saying, Lord, I surrender this to you. I trust you with my need. I trust you with my concern. If you're anxious, if you're scared, if you're worried, if you're wondering, if you're depressed this morning, if you're suffering, draw near to him. Call out to him. He hears you. He knows your need. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. There's nothing in our life that's hidden from him. Draw near to him in this state of weakness or uncertainty, and he will answer you. I want to read you some scriptures that reinforce what I'm saying this morning. Call out to him. Psalms 139, 2 through 4 says this, "You will know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." Oh, listen to this. "Before a word was on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." Now, does that sound like someone who does not know you? If he knows when you rise and when you sit, when he knows your thoughts from afar, he understands us. Before we even have the word on our tongue, he perceives it and knows it. Now, does that really sound like someone who does not know you? He knows you. And in Matthew 6:8, the latter part of that scripture says this, "For your Father knows what you have need before you ask him." You see, when I was struggling with that project, he saw me before I got to that point. And he was just waiting for me to respond to him, to his authority. And then he answered. And that's not something eternal. But I've seen God do this over and over and over in these years of ministry. When we don't know what to do, when we don't know where to turn, when we'll be submissive and obedient to call upon him, that he answers. In 1 Peter 5, 7, the word says this, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you." Do you notice that it doesn't say, give your physical needs to the Lord, for he cares about your physical needs? Give your emotional needs to the Lord, for he cares about your emotional needs. Give your financial needs to the Lord, for he cares about your financial needs. It says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. All inclusive. So this morning, if you hit one of these categories that you're concerned about, you're anxious about, or you're suffering with, he says, give it all to me. I care for you. Not only does he care for you, he's able to meet the need. That's the second part of the truth. God's word assures us that he hears us when we call on him, but he also assures us that he has the answers to the needs of our life. I read this somewhere and it stuck with me so that I made a note about it. The struggle to believe God sees us often signifies a problem in our heart, not his heart for us. And yet, doubts don't make us broken believers, just broken people in a world, do you see that? In a world where things break our heart and God's. Do you see that? The struggle to believe God is a struggle not with him, but within us. Do you believe him this morning? You can trust him. He's a God who answers prayer. He's a God that does the miraculous. He's a God that understands it all. From creation, nothing is hidden in God's sight. There's no greater joy than seeing throughout Scripture, from Genesis to Revelations, the love God has for his people and the understanding that he knows what we're all going through. That brings peace to my heart, and it also brings joy. Peace, calm, confidence, assurance can be ours when we believe in God's timing and in his ways that he will answer. So do you need peace? Do you need confidence? Do you need a surety this morning? Do you need calm in your life? You can trust him. Place your faith in him and know that in his time and in his way, he will answer. If this morning or any other day you've ever wondered, does God care about what you're going through? The answer is yes. He does care. He knows. He knows every detail, every pain, every suffering, every situation. Let's pray this morning. Father, today we lift up each and every hearer of this message. Those that may be suffering, those that are depressed, those that may be anxious, those that may not feel assured of your working in their life, those individuals that may be actually stricken with COVID, families who have lost loved ones, all the first responders who have helped all these afflicted that may be overwhelmed themselves, any individual that may be facing a scary or unsettling medical diagnosis or situation. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit and the Word of God spoken this day will minister to them. Let faith rise up in each and every one of the hearers. Let them understand absolutely, not only do you love them, but you understand the suffering. And you are waiting for them to cast all their care upon you. And you will make a way. You will fill them with peace and the ability to trust you, as well as to wait on you and to not lose hope. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and may he give you his peace. Amen.